नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 14। ततो अन्यथा किंचन यत् विवक्षितः
ततो अन्यथा किंचन
पृथक् दृशस्तत्कृता रूप नामभिः न कर्चित् क्वपि च दुष्टता मतिर्
न कर्चित् क्वपि च दुष्टता मतिः
लाभेत वा तहत नौर इवास्पदम्
लाभेत वा तहत नौर इवास्पदम्
ततो
अन्यथा किंचन यद् विवक्षितः पृथक् दृशस्तत् कृपा रूप नामभिः
न कर्चित् क्वापि च दुष्टता मतिः
न कर्चित् क्वापि च दुष्टता मतिः लभेत वाताहत नौर इवास्पदम् ततः फ्रॉम दैट अन्यथा अपार्ट किंचन समथिंग यत् व्हाटसोएवर विवक्षतः डिजायरिंग टू डिस्क्राइब पृथक सेपरेटली दृशः विजन तत्कृत रिएक्शनरी टू दैट रूप
फॉर्म
नामभिः माय नेम्स न कर्हिचित् नेवर वापी
एनी
च एंड दुष्टिता मतिः ऑसिलेटिंग माइंड लभेत गेन्स वात आहत ट्रबल्ड बाय द विंड नो बोट इव लाइक आस्पदम
Place.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names and results. To agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. Please repeat. Whatever you desire, to describe, that is separate, in vision, from the Lord, simply reacts, with different forms, names, and results, to agitate the mind, as the wind agitates a boat, which has no resting place. Purport. Sri Vyasadeva is the editor of all descriptions of the Vedic literature, and thus he has described transcendental realization in different ways, namely by fruitive activities, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and devotional service. Besides that, in the various Puranas, he has recommended the worship of so many devatas in different forms and names. The result is that people in general are puzzled how to fix their minds in the service of the Lord. They are always disturbed about finding the real path of self-realization. Srila Narada Deva is stressing this particular defect in the Vedic literatures compiled by Vyasa Deva. And thus he is trying to emphasize describing everything in relation with the Supreme Lord and no one else. In fact, there is nothing existent except the Lord. The Lord is manifested in different expansions. He is the root of the complete tree. He is the stomach of the complete body. Pouring water on the root is the right process to water the tree, as much as feeding the stomach supplying energy to all parts of the body. Therefore, Srila Vyasadeva should not have compiled any Puranas other than the Bhagavad Purana, because a slight deviation from that may create havoc for self-realization. If a slight deviation can create such havoc, then what to speak of deliberate expansion of the ideas separate from the Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. The most defective part of worshipping devatas is that it creates a definite conception of pantheism, ending disastrously in many religious sects detrimental to the progress of the principles of the Bhagavatam, which alone can give the accurate direction for self-realization in eternal relation with the Personality of Godhead by devotional service in transcendental love. The example of the boat disturbed by whirling wind is suitable in this respect. The diverted mind of the pantheist can never reach the perfection of all realization due to the disturbed condition of the selection of objects. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvichesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tato anyatha kinchana yad vivakshataha prathak drashtatkrata rupa nama bihi na karhichit kvapi cha dusthita matir labheta vatahata naura ivaspadam. Whatever you desire to describe that is separate in vision from the Lord simply reacts with different forms, names and results to agitate the mind as the wind agitates a boat which has no resting place. Narada, Sri Sripad Narada now is telling Vyasadeva his defects, you know, why all this happened, why he is not getting satisfied. So here he talks about, he is indirectly telling Vyasadeva that you have wasted your time in compiling all these big Puranas and Vedas. And he is saying that actually there was no need. And Srila Prabhupada in his purport is explaining that there is no need. Just simply if there was only Bhagavatam, then people would have been focused, you know. That's one defect we see in the system now, because people, freedom is good, but then so much freedom is there now that people have just misused that freedom and they are worshipping anything and everything, you know, like. And not only that, we see that even devotees who come from a different background, you know, and then they become Krishna conscious, even they face problems. because of the background and the upbringing, you know, you come in a particular atmosphere and, you know, you suddenly, you're supposed to be worshipping some Chamunda Devi or some Kartikeya or something, and suddenly you're told that, no, you have to worship only the one Supreme God. Then they become confused. And they resist also, you know, sometimes overtly they will be talking about Krishna, but then you go there, they follow every other thing that is there. Mm. All the vows and, you know, fasts and this and that, you know, pujas and they just do everything. Because they still have that at the back of the mind that, oh, I've been doing this and why should I? So it's like when we have some, you know, like smokers and alcoholics and all that, it's very difficult to get them off that, you know. And that's why Prabhupada always talks about higher taste. And that's a fact that unless we develop a higher taste, how can we give up the lower taste? That still remains, you know. And so here, Narada is telling very, very clearly that whatever you describe or discuss, which is not related to Supreme Lord, then that talk will have some reaction in forms of different names, you know, forms, etc. And that those things, like, you know, political talk, the Gram Katha, we call it. Gram Katha means the village talk. The village talk is the one which agitates, because, you know, you say, oh, today this happened, that minister gave that statement, or this Obama said this, or Manmohan Singh said that. I mean, something like that. We are all busy. You can see that wherever spiritual discussion is not going on, you just go to that assembly and listen to what people are talking. You know. Even here we see that, you know, devotees come, they have that, when the moment the aarti is over, the prasadam, you know, and then they start. Suddenly one person brings out a topic. Something happened, you know, and then everybody is, when you are talking about God, nobody opens his mouth, you know. They are very passive, and, you know, the moment it comes to politics, cinema, cricket in India, you know, like, that become like, everybody becomes an expert. Everybody wants to tell the government what to do, tell the cricketers how to play, you know, what to do, you know. All that, everybody becomes expert. And of course in spiritual life also they become expert, you know, they will just tell you. I mean, like I was talking to some lady yesterday, and, you know, she doesn't know anything about anything, and she started preaching to me about Gita, you know, like, it says in Gita. And they just know one or two slokas, and, you know, they think that they become expert now. They just start telling, you know, yeah, this is exactly what is there in Gita. Mm. And then I say, okay, Gita also says that you surrender to me, so what about that? Mm. Where is your surrender? How many times you have come to the temple? Oh, I will come. Mm. You are living here for 22 years in this town, and you have not visited a temple even once. Say so you know everything. So, this is the one beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, that so many analogies, similes, like here is that example of boat. When the boat is not anchored, that's what it says. No resting place, that's where, you know, the boat is anchored. Then it doesn't move. You put a heavy weight. Mm-hmm. So that anchoring is what? The boat is like a material world. Mm-hmm. Our material world. Everybody has his own boat, you know. So we are riding the boat in the turbulent ocean or turbulent river or whatever, depending on, you know. And then how you make it steady? You want to stop it from rocking. Then you have to put an anchor. Mm-hmm. Right? And so that anchor is the spiritual life. That anchor is the transcendental thing. That anchor is Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, etc. Those are the anchors, you know, they just make you steady. Okay, hey, don't rock too much. You'll have stomach problem if you rock too much. So they are the ones. And the opposite of that, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave that nice story of, you know, boat, marriage party going for the boat.
Mm.
You know, it's like very nice example that there was a marriage party and they had to catch, go to some village, other village on the other side of the river for a marriage. And they all sat in the boat in the night and they started rowing it. And they're rowing fast, but that other bank of the river is not coming, you know, like they're exhausted and they're still. So by the time it is morning, and they see that they are still here only, you know, they're on this side only. So whole night they were doing. So what's going on? Then they found out that they had not removed the anchor. So with all that weight, the boat was not going. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that, you know, that is that anchor is the material attachment. And the boat of devotion is going to take you to the other side of the river. But if you are not removing the anchor, then how can the boat go? That means when we try to become a devotee and you are still having all these material attachments, you know, your gizmos and your gadgets and your, you know, your everything. Oh, just golf. There are some rich devotees playing golf, you know, like that is their passion. And Srila Prabhupada, one time going walking, you know, he was going on a walk and he saw this big green fields in America, you know, like, and somebody going in an electric car and, you know, they're having all these sticks in hand. So he didn't know because he was from Bengal, you know, he had not seen. What is going on? So he asked devotee, what is this going on? They are playing golf, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, moment he comes to know something, he will like to know more details. So he says, tell me more about it, you know. So he says, what exactly is that? So he says, there are some 9 or 18 holes, different places here, you know, on some hill or this or that, and you have to go crisscross and there's a ball. So you have to hit the ball and in n number of hits, it should go into a hole. So put the ball in the hole. So Srila Prabhupada's immediate reaction was, so much efforts, so much money, just to put a ball in the hole.
Yeah.
And he gave his own example. He says, when we were small kids, we used to, at the backyard, used to make a hole, and we had these marbles, and we were just playing, he says. Just in the backyard, you know, just. Same ball, same hole. And we didn't require all these big sticks and, you know, trucks and trolleys and big green fields and, you know, there's some sand dune and there's something, you know, there's some 100 acres gone for just putting a ball in the hole.
Yeah.
So exactly that's what people do, you know, they build up big things for enjoyment which they can never enjoy sometime. Like this lady, one Prabhu was telling that this, he used to go visit one lady in Chennai, and whenever he went there, you know, there's a big mansion being built up, and this lady will be sitting under umbrella, you know, and they're all working. So he saw for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, you know, that lady is still going on, you know, like it's not complete. So after 2 years, he asked her, "What's going on?" You know, like, at that time they are working on the garden, you know. She says, "Oh, this is the last one now. After this, that will be over." Then he asked her, "So, what will happen if it is over, you know? What is your goal?" So she says, "When this is all over, you know, then I want to put a swing there with a, you know, umbrella on that, and then I will be, there's a big tree there, under that the swing will be there, I will be sitting on that, you know, and my servant will bring my tea, cup of tea, and I will be sitting on the swing, and then at that time I was looking at this beautiful house here." So this devotee just looked around and he says, "That you will do when you complete all this. Look at that laborer, he's already doing it." So one guy was, you know, at just his lunch break or something. She was lying on the grass, nicely having a cigarette. So he said, you are not even sure whether you will be able to do that. Right? Because you may kick the bucket by the time it's complete. You are so old already. And at that age you want to have all this long... Generally all these big houses are made by old people only, you know, because after retirement they collect a lot of money, and then because they get some money from Provident Fund and gratuity and this and that, and then they want to make, you know, because I was working in this granite company, and you know, most of the customers who were coming for exotic granites were old couples, very old couples, you know. Sometimes you feel that, oh my God, and then they come and ask, how long is this going to last? The granite is a stone, you know, it lasts for at least 10,000 years. They want to know the age of that, and their own age is so uncertain. So we make big plans, right? But here Narada is saying, forget about big plans, even don't waste your time in describing something else. And he's telling the top transcendentalist, Vyasadeva, whose literature is being read by everybody. You know, the personalists, impersonalists, everybody quotes from him, from the Vedas and from Puranas. To that person, Narada is saying, hey, you have wasted your time, man, come on. Think about it, he says, you know, how can you get any rest, peace, without describing the glories of the Lord? So such a wonderful instruction for us. You got only so much time. And why you want to do so many things? Make the best use of what is available, and Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says that you fix your mind in something. Okay, you like some devata or devi, just okay, go. I will fix your mind, he says. I will help you fix there. But if you are branch jump, most problem is jumping from branch to branch. And sometime, of course, you have to use your discrimination properly, you know, whom you should worship. You can worship a goat or camel or elephant or something, you know, but what will it happen? So even that is next step. At least you start with something. Even then try to get, like you go to the shop, you don't buy any dress, you know. You buy the dress which you like the best, right? You have to buy only one dress. And you ask many questions, what material, what that, all that we ask. But when it comes to selecting the proper personality to worship, we just take it, you know, somebody said something, okay, go there. Somebody said something, go there. Like that. So that's the point here. I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Particularly in India, why is there such a confusion amongst worship of Krishna and demigods? Whereas, I mean, it's pretty clear on ISKCON who we worship, but outside of ISKCON, sometimes confusing. So, the Vedas basically proclaims Krishna to be the Supreme. At least it doesn't bother me. Why do so many people worship other demigods?
Yeah, because people are not going to the proper source to find out, you know. See, you, for example, I want to buy cotton. I'm just giving an example now. And you have a silk with you. So when I come to you, instead of telling me that you will get cotton there, you will try to sell your silk. Because you are holding that, you know. And you will somehow convince me that silk is better than cotton, and you know, ultimately, if my mind is fickle, I'll say, okay, let me try that. That's exactly what they do. They just say, okay, let me try this, let me try that, let me go to this temple, that temple, somewhere I will get something. Because the problems are material. Nobody is going there for, you know, spiritual emancipation. Everybody is going for material benefits.
Yeah.
So if this, and the material benefits will come by your karma. Right? And if your karma is not there, then you keep on trying from here to there, to there, to there, you know. You're going to get it. So that's why you keep trying. Those are the people. And sometimes you get, you know, like, suppose you come to me and tell me, okay, tell me one good number, I want to buy a lottery ticket. I'll tell you one number, and I'll tell somebody else comes like that, so 100 people come, I tell them this number, that number, this number. And three of them get the lottery. So those three become my devotees. They bring 30, because I went there. And that's how the number goes, you know, like people, it's all trial and error, there's nothing sure. And people have this, you know, conditioning. This is another thing, you know, you're brought up in a family where they're worshipping a particular devata. So it's very difficult, very difficult.
It's tradition, but it's not necessarily tradition.
There's no discrimination, there's no spiritual knowledge there, because nobody's teaching it.
Yeah.
You don't learn it in schools, you don't learn it in college, you don't learn it unless you go to some institution, like you go to this mission or that mission, then you may get something.
Yeah.
But for that, people have no time, you know, people have no priority for that. People think, oh, this is not good.
Yeah.
Just logic.
Parents tell their children, oh, you first become something. Become a doctor or a computer scientist.
You make a lot of money.
Then, yeah, then you think of.
Yeah.
Because they themselves are not thinking. So what to tell the children? How can they tell the children to do something when you are not doing yourself?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
A lot of misinformation. Then, of course, the British came and they spoiled it further. You know, like they started condemning the scriptures, calling them mythology. You know, not so highly. Like Max Muller comes and says, "Rig Veda is aboriginal. It's for the tribal people." Like, you know. Because all the saints were living in the forest, so they became tribal.
So I guess like when the Mongol invasion of India,
it's like, you know,
they didn't destroy the prophecy, but they destroyed the temples. But the British actually destroyed the psychology.
Yes, because British were more intelligent, you know. They saw the glory of India, you know. They said, these people are so glorious because their scriptures are glorious. They're following it. So how to rule? You know, you want to rule over somebody, you have to prove that he's inferior, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, how can you rule?
So you divide and conquer.
And then, you know, glorify the white skin. That's what was happening, you know. So a time came when anything coming from white skin was, even almost another 40 years in India, you know, that was going on. People, old people are still saying, oh, British thing was best, you know. Because they're slaves there, you know, of British system. So they said, oh, these are the best.
Wow.
There are some good things. In any system, there are good things.
Yeah.
But when it comes to spirituality, and they're really destroyed, you know, they just... And the same syllabus is being followed even now. Nobody is following. Like, for example, you know, people still say the same old thing repeatedly, you know, that the Dashavatara and Krishna is the 8th incarnation of Vishnu, and that's all there is.
Yeah,
put a full stop.
That's okay.
But nonetheless, we keep telling.
Yeah.
And some people will accept it, some people don't. Most of them don't accept it, some people accept it. It's okay. Otherwise, if you imagine, you know, if we were talking of everything else, this temple would have been full of people, you know. But then you have to go so many.
Yeah.
You have to, like Prabhupada says, you can put water in the milk. Keep adding water, then what happens? Where is the milk ultimately? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.